Rokan Show. Right here, 720 WGN. Afternoons, in case anybody's wondering. It's late afternoon now, 6:10. Yeah. Almost evening. Sure. Richard Roper is here. Richard Roper is going to tell us about things we can watch over the weekend. Now, you got family in town, right? Or you're going out of town to be with family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of gatherings. And sometimes you're tired of talking to each other, and you want to sit down and watch something, a good distraction. Or you want to go out to a movie
exactly.
and see something, right?
Yeah, absolutely
Black
true.
Friday.
And people love to go to the movies. Sometimes, you know, even the younger people. Well, we're all going to go to the movies for a while. And you guys can stay home and watch this. So all the movies we're talking about here, too, they're out tomorrow. They'll be out on Wednesday. Let's start with Knives Out. This is a film that's been getting a lot of buzz for quite a while. It looks like a good old-fashioned whodunit. Like Colonel Mustard might have done it in the kitchen
like
with
Clue.
A butter knife. Yeah. Like a Clue or Agatha Christie, right? And it is. It's a lot of fun. So the setup here is the great Christopher Plummer is the patriarch of the family. He dies on his 85th birthday. Appears to be suicide. But is it? One of the things I love about this movie is a lot of actors play against type. So Michael Shannon, who always plays, you know, very intense characters, plays kind of the bumbling son of the patriarch of the family. And Daniel Craig, James Bond, is a detective. He's a very celebrated detective, Detective Blanc, Benoit Blanc, who has a southern accent, although we're not really even sure he's from the south. So the scene we have here is Jamie Lee Curtis, who's the daughter of this great patriarch, wondering why Detective Blanc is even there.
Mr. Blanc, I know who you are. I read your profile in the New Yorker. I found it delightful. I just buried my 85-year-old father who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I'm here at the behest of a client.
Who?
I cannot say, but let me assure you this. My presence will be ornamental. You will find me a respectful, quiet, passive observer of the truth.
But interesting, in publicity for this movie, he's announced that the next James Bond movie coming out in the spring is his last one,
yeah.
And he's now going to stretch type here, right?
And he could do it. He's really funny in this. And Chris Evans, Captain America himself, plays another son in this family, and he's a bumbling, cowardly, scheming, duplicitous jerk. You know, the exact opposite of Captain America. So three solid stars for Knives Out. It is the kind of movie the whole family could go. You don't want to give anybody any ideas about knives coming out in real life. Put the knives away. Go see the movie. But it's an old-fashioned Agatha Christie. The whole time you're thinking, who really did it? Well, we did. I thought it was suicide. Wait a minute. And the twists and turns are pretty fun.
So it is really supposed to be a comedy.
It's mostly, yeah, it's a dark comedy, for
okay.
sure. Yeah, you're allowed to laugh at the movie.
Because Clue is like ridiculous, but funny. But
yeah,
ridiculous
exactly.
funny.
And this has got a lot of, you know, kind of multi-layered things, because the Christopher Plummer character, he built his fortune writing mystery murder novels. And now he's found dead on the night of his 85th birthday. Who's going to inherit the publishing fortune that he established? Ooh. Everyone has a motive.
Oh. He perfectly fits that role.
Oh, yeah.
The patriarch from the billionaire family and kind of the leader of the family and all that. Perfect
yeah.
role.
And a great cast.
So, like, Murder by Death or Clue
yep.
are farcical versions of it. Almost, they're like takes on the procedural murder mystery.
Exactly.
Right. And we don't need a murder mystery anymore. We have Dateline. We don't need to watch that anymore. The family could all sit around and watch Dateline. But this is more like, what was it, Ben Stiller movie where they all wore the tracksuits? It was
what?
It's sort of,
it was about seven, I think.
Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, the Royal Tenenbaums. It's kind of like that sort of.
This one's a little more accessible than that.
Yeah, that was not so accessible.
Yeah, right. And everyone's having a lot of fun. It's one of those movies where you see the same scene played out from different viewpoints. Like, that's not at all what happened, as I recall.
The old Rashomon, they call that.
I like that. Yeah.
All right. Very good. So three stars for Knives Out.
Knives Out, yes.
All right. On the other side, we're going to talk about Dark Waters, which is Dark Waters. Sounds like Dark Waters.
The waters are dark.
They're very dark in this. And Queen and Slim. This is the guy who starred in Get Out.
Yes.
Right? And the commercial, I tell you this all the time. The commercial for this, very fascinating.
Controversial already.
Yes. And then on the also coming up on the other side, we're going to talk about, if you want to stay home and binge stuff or stay with the family and binge stuff, you say there is the hottest new series available on all the binging services, and we'll tell you what that is and if you have to get the new service to get it. So all that is coming your way. But first, let's check in with Lauren Lapko. What is happening on the roads and the skies?
It's an annual tradition like no other. Join WGN Morning News, Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, and Sarah Gintra for Chicago's Thanksgiving Parade. Thanksgiving morning starting at 8 on WGN TV.
Richard Roper's in the studio with us. We're talking about movies you can go see over the long holiday weekend here. Knives Out, you gave 3 stars to. Dark Waters.
Dark Waters will remind a lot of people of Aaron Brockovich. It's another one of those stories about a crusader who's representing a lot of people against a very powerful organization. And in this case, all based on a true story, as Aaron Brockovich, of course, was. Mark Ruffalo plays an attorney from West Virginia. And a lot of farmers are saying they're having a lot of problems on their land. Their cattle are dying. Their children are having all kinds of illnesses. And they think it's because the DuPont, the giant DuPont chemical company, is dumping barrels of unknown substances in the river. And they may have toxic levels that could be very poisonous. Mark Ruffalo, I think, is great at playing these earnest characters who really just are kind of quietly determined. We got a scene here where he's talking to one of the West Virginia farmers, but also explaining this is going to be an uphill battle.
The battle will be uphill. It will be an uphill battle.
Classic technical difficulty.
Wow, you're facing an uphill battle. Same guy from Knives Out.
Well, then we're having
it's all right. Well, let's just move on because we got a bunch of stuff we're going to get to. I'm giving 3 stars to this. It's not. Aaron Brockovich was very audience pleasing with Julia Roberts winning the Academy Awards. It was very well done, but, you know, they had the Sheryl Crow music. It was a little almost light, even though it had a lot of serious stuff because she, you know, the way Julia Roberts played the role. This is much more intense, but it is a true story. And this attorney spent more than 12 years representing these people who had, you know, suffered sometimes. Great injuries, some had died, birth defects, it all came true. And he actually eventually won one of the largest settlements in U.S. courtroom history against DuPont because a little substance called Teflon, when it first came into the world, there was maybe some dangerous levels. That's now been, you know, things have changed. This is all set in the late 1990s and the 2000s.
Well, they kind of changed. There's been a rollback.
Yes.
In the last 2 months.
There's actually an astonishing scene in this movie when the Mark Ruffalo character comes home. Anne Hathaway plays his wife, and they've got 3 young boys. And he starts tearing up the entire house because it's not just the Pam cooking spray or not, whatever the brand is, but it's everything. The carpets, everything you could think of. And he's looking at their entire house, let alone the drinking water, and worrying about if it is going to affect his family.
So Mark Ruffalo gained weight for this role. Right? He's doing that method thing.
Not a lot. I mean, he's playing a character who ages. And actually, in real life, this character, you know, he was with a firm that usually defended the big chemical companies in environmental law type of things.
And he goes the other way.
And they actually encouraged him. They said, let's look into this. This might be a case we can take on. So it's not so much that he gains weight. He ages because he ages 15 years in the movie. And also ages even more than that because he almost kills himself. He works so hard. He literally suffers a stroke one day because he's working so hard on this case. It's him against 500 attorneys on the other side.
Wow.
3 stars.
Right.
Strong work.
All right. Queen and Slim.
Queen and Slim is a movie getting a lot of publicity. Daniel Kaluuya, people know him from Get Out. He was in Black Panther, one of our best young actors. This is a story that is fictional but feels like it could have happened. There's a young black couple on a first date. They're driving home in Cleveland, Ohio. A white police officer pulls them over. Things escalate and get quickly out of hand. Shots are fired. You end up with a cop dead on the street. And now Queen and Slim got to decide if they're going to call 911 or wait for the backup and explain what happened, which is probably not going to go their way. So what they do then is hit the road. Now, the interesting thing here is you think about this. They're going to get to Louisiana and then maybe eventually Florida, which means they're going to go through Kentucky and Tennessee. In other words, you have a young black couple on the run going through the deep South. And as they're on the run, the camera footage from the shooting is being played on national TV. A lot of people are saying those are thugs who deserve to be brought to justice. Others are saying they're heroes. That was a racist cop who had a deadly shooting on his record already that was racially motivated. Ripped from the headlines. A lot of people are calling this the Black Bonnie and Clyde. I think it's a lot more akin to Thelma and Louise, because Bonnie and Clyde were hardcore criminals from the start. Thelma and Louise, in a fictional story, they were good people who got put into a situation. That's the case here. These two young people, they've never been in trouble with the law before. In fact, one of them is a criminal defense attorney. But they realize it looks bad, and they think their only way of surviving is to escape. And along the way, they meet friends and foes, shall we say. Some who want to help them out and keep them on the run, who believe they're folk heroes and start putting their graffiti up on, you know, buildings and things like that, songs being written about them. Others who say, if I see them, I'm turning them in. Fascinating film. Really intense. One of the best soundtracks you'll ever hear. The script is from Lena Waithe, who's done a million great TV shows.
The Chi.
And, and The Chi, the television series. It's Academy Award level filmmaking. And it's one of those movies that I think is going to resonate with a lot of people. I'm giving it 4 stars.
Ooh,
it doesn't just give you one point of view and paint every single cop or every single fugitive or every single criminal in the same light. It's much more intelligence and nuance than that.
I don't think we deserve that here anymore.
smart movies also, but it also is in its way, like it's got a little bit of Easy Rider in it. You know, you got these people on the road and the characters they run into and the way their lives change and they kind of change and evolve over the course of the journey as well.
Wow, 4 stars. So this will, you believe, will get an Oscar nomination?
I don't know if it'll get an Oscar nomination. Some of the music probably will. You know, it's a really crowded field this year. You know, it'll be interesting.
More
to see.
Come on that.
It'll be interesting to see how this film plays.
All right. Wow. Okay. So if you're going to stay home with the family,
yes,
and you want to start downloading stuff or streaming things, Disney Plus just went online 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
To great fanfare and a little bit of a hiccup, but it's up and working. I've actually downloaded it myself.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I figured out how to do it. I still can't figure out how I'm going to get the Hulu and other things. I want the ESPN Plus because I want to see the Peyton Place. But anyway, it's a separate issue. It's not about me. So let's talk about The Mandalorian, which was their big first effort, right?
So good.
Yeah, Lauren could join in on this as well because she has seen these. The Mandalorian is a standalone series from Jon Favreau in the Star Wars universe, and it takes place just after the events of Return of the Jedi, correct?
Mm-hmm. I believe you said 5 years,
five
but either
years
way,
after,
they mention multiple times that, you know, the Empire has fallen. The Empire has fallen. So it's pretty clear. Not to mention the stormtroopers are kind of what's the word for them?
They're kind of beaten up.
They're on their own.
They're mercenaries. They're being hired out as mercenaries and bodyguards because the Empire is and the Mandalorian. That's a bounty hunter. So he's a lone bounty hunter. It's very much like a spaghetti western in space. It's gritty, I think, and it's got a lot of the dark comedy. And you get to see all these, you know, different interesting creatures, and he has been tasked with tracking down the character everybody's calling Baby Yoda.
Yes, yes. It's obviously a bounty hunter, so he's going to find things to collect the bounty for bringing them back. And you can tell that there's the connection with the bounty hunter. The helmets are very similar to Boba Fett from the original series.
Exactly. And Baby Yoda, there's all the speculation of what role Baby Yoda plays. Not actually Yoda as a baby, but it's of the same species,
right?
Because
clearly Yoda is not
spoiler alert,
a baby in this time frame.
Yeah, but Baby Yoda has captured the internet.
Oh, does it have the
force?
Adorable.
Does he have the force or does he not?
We'll
have the
find
force?
Out. Out, won't we?
You'll have to watch.
I think, Lauren, I don't know if you think, I think, first of all, it looks as good as a Star Wars movie. Every episode is visually, there's no cheapness here. It has that look and feel and has all these great, and we're meeting some new supporting characters. Mm-hmm. Carl Weathers, Apollo Creed himself shows up and is great. Interesting human characters and great droids as well.
Yes, some interesting droids. Just when you think you've met all the droids you've ever would know in a Star Wars universe, even as a minimal fan, there's more to learn.
And what they're doing, what Disney Plus is doing, is interesting with these series. And actually, some of the other streamers are doing this as well. They're not dumping it all on you at one time. Right. If you want to watch The Crown, you know, over the next 16 hours, you could do that. But they're going to drop 3 episodes, which are about 30 minutes apiece, 40 minutes apiece. They're going to drop those 3 a week, right? Is that how they're doing it?
No, I think a new episode comes out every Friday. I was reading because
so
I was
it's three,
confused.
And then now every
depends
Friday.
On the show. But something like this, they want it to be like good old fashioned episodic TV.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting how they're making that mix now, because one of the things that they're realizing, the streamers are realizing, is when they drop this stuff the way they've been dropping it all at once, that you can't engage in a conversation about it because some people have seen the whole thing, some people haven't seen the whole thing, and this now creates that social buzz that everybody's looking for. All right.
100%. Good stuff. Really
very
good.
Exciting.
Very good.
All right, so how many stars?
Three and a half.
3.5 stars for The Mandalorian and on Disney Plus.
Only
and
3 episodes in, too.
Yep.
And if you want to watch Fantasia 100,000 times, you can do that on Disney Plus as well.
Wow.
All right, that does it for this edition of the Rokan Show. We'll be back with you. The show in full compilation will be back with you on Monday. Tomorrow, Pete McMurray is filling in for us. We want to thank him for doing that. And we got Chicago Blackhawks hockey coming your way next.